Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 15, 2023. First exercise according to the Book of Zohar. Imagine that you are standing at a crossroads. If you go left, it is for your own sake, and if you go right, it is for the sake of the Creator. How can you choose the correct intention in order to go in the direction of bestowal? We must yearn for bestowal and try to reach it by all means. Then the Creator will always correct us, and teach us, how to do it. The main thing is to act together with the friends and look for forms of connection between us, that will give us, a feeling of coming closer to the Creator. Let's create such a unity in which our inner connection will be able to reveal the form of the Creator, His quality, and His character to us. The more we move in this direction day by day, the better we will begin to understand who the Creator is and who we are, what distance separates us, and what we need to do in order to come a little closer to Him. Every day, every moment when we yearn to connect, we must check whether the form of our connection is becoming more and more true, in mutual bestowal to each other. This is the very first exercise that the Zohar gives us, to connect in a ten and reach such mutual bestowal and mutual connection that approaches the form of the Shechinah. This does not mean physical distance, but rather a feeling of inner, spiritual closeness. But we are not required to reach this correct intention ourselves, the main thing is to search for it. The most important thing is the search, the questions, the inner regret that we are not able to come to it. From this, a prayer will be born that will help us reach the desired goal. The Creator must arrange the desire for us, and He also arranges its fulfillment, the answer to it. We just need to be searching. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 11, 2023. Zohar for All. Introduction of the Book of Zohar. Michael Leitman, on Quora, Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. Do we really practice this in the world today? We can realize the principle of love your neighbor as yourself in today's world through education. Education means filling our media, our schools, colleges, universities, and our cultures, that is literally everything that influences us, with examples and explanations of our need to achieve positive connections among us, all. If we do so, then there is hope of reaching positive social values and a whole, pleasant, good and perfect world. If not, then our constantly growing ego, the desire to receive that wishes to devour others and nature for self-benefit, pits us up against each other on a collision course to destruction. We can understand the principle of love your neighbor as yourself similarly to how an ideal family functions. In the beginning of creation, we were a single family. Today, we need to realize ourselves as a single family among several billions of people, which is possible through regular learning of our interconnection and interdependence. We are currently like a family that grew up and lost their connection, and we need to bring them together to talk about it. That is what we need to do today in humanity. Based on the video How to Make Love Your Neighbor as Yourself a Reality in Today's World with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Kabbalah about time. Question: Einstein proved that time depends on the speed of the observer. According to the scientist's theory, time slows down for things that are in motion relative to other objects. What does Kabbalah say about the relativity of time? Answer: Kabbalah does not speak about time at all. It says that time should be measured by our actions. The flow of our thoughts and actions, meaning the change of states, is time. And states can be very fast or slow, whichever you like. We attribute our own subjective feelings to them and call it time. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 25, 2022. Is it possible to create a time machine? Question: why have we not been able to create a time machine and move into the future so far? And no one got to us from there either, by the way. Could this mean that we have no future at all? How can we understand this? Answer: I think that time does not exist, and all this is our purely subjective feelings. We must understand that regarding these feelings we have freedom of choice. It is up to us to choose the system of coordinates. Question: since you claim that time does not exist, does that mean that humanity cannot create a timed machine? Answer: it depends on which one. If you fly at a speed close to the speed of light, then, of course, you will change your attitude toward those who are not at this speed. Question: will it ever be possible to actually put your protein body into a timed machine and fly into the period of dinosaurs or forward into the future? Answer: no, because it has nothing to do with you. How would you move to a state in which you were playing with dinosaurs? Comment: suppose some electrodes were connected to me. My response: but this can be done at any time, in any state. In principle, the past exists in the same way as our current state, and we just need to move into it. And what does our current state mean? This is how we imagine it. That is, you want to say that you wish to imagine yourself in a completely different dimension? Question: no, I just want to get into some kind of apparatus and fly away to 20 or 100 years ago, like they show in movies. Why is it not possible? Answer: it cannot be, because it cannot be. Comment: so, until we create such a machine, this probably cannot happen. My response: not that it has not been created, it cannot be created. You can travel anywhere in time if you switch your brain. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, December 25th, 2022. Like a dog chasing its tail. One does not die with half one's desire in one's hand. He who has 100 wants 200, Balha Sulam, wholeness in life. Question: how can we understand this? Answer: he who has 100 wants 200 means that we can never be fulfilled with what we have, we will always lack something. Even if we are lucky in filling our egoism with what we desire, our egoism will immediately give us a new task so that we get twice as much. After having received twice as much, our egoism immediately puts the desire to get four times more before us. And so on. We are like a dog chasing its tail and trying to grab it all the time, but in vain. Comment: suppose I look at a rich person, and it seems to me that if I had at least 10% of what he has, I would be satisfied. My response: but the rich man is not happy. And you, after attaining what he has, would also be dissatisfied. The essence of this is that our gains increase our egoistic desire. And so, one who wants 100 and gets it, wants 200, and when he gets 200, he wants 400. And so on. Comment: in principle, this is not so bad, there is something to strive for. My response: but at the same time you never have peace. Peace is the root of the Creator. On one hand, we want to be at peace, but our desire for pleasure does not provide it for us. Comment: and it is still not bad. After all, when a person strives for something, he lives on future pleasures. My response: if this is within some kind of restrictive framework that gives him the opportunity to work, earn money, travel, have a good leisure time, and so on, then this is good because it fits into the general life of man. But still, he is in constant anxiety. After all, if he cannot always achieve what he wants, it causes him suffering. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, December 18, 2022. Gradual development of the desire. It is impossible for the will to receive to appear in any essence, except in four phases: which are the four letters of Havayah, Baal HaSulam, the study of the ten Sefirot, part 1, inner observation, chapter 6. Question: why did the Creator create the desire to receive creation, not at once but precisely through four phases of development? Answer: the fact is that the Creator wanted the creation to be able to somehow generate itself, control itself, react to external influences, and even learn from previous or future generations. It is impossible to create a creation in one go because in order to continue to develop it must be changing in its foundation. So from generation to generation it will constantly grow. If it were to be in a static state, it could be created with a single action. But this is a gradual process because creation must evolve all the time. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, August 14, 2022. Awakening to a new state. Comment: in everyday life, a person studies for 20 years while a Kabbalist studies all his life. My response: learning is an endless process of absorption, absorbing the material and realizing it. This is an eternal process. There is not much difference between the science of Kabbalah and all other sciences. It is just that Kabbalah recounts where everything comes from, which is something that other sciences explain partially based on what they have accumulated. Question: when teaching people Kabbalah, how can one make it beneficial for a person to delve into the material all the time, to search all the time? Answer: he must feel that Kabbalah speaks about his world, about a force that, as if, through a shell, a sphere, governs all of humanity, the entire universe, and him. It takes him from one state to another, induces thoughts and feelings in him like he is in a very interesting dream called this world, this life. It is only necessary to present him the material in an interesting way, intrigue him, and show that he can wake up. He can see himself and everyone else sleeping from the outside because it only seems to them that they were born, live, and die. It is necessary to show that this is happening inside a person, in this dream of his, but in fact he should wake up to a completely different state. It will happen. I am sure, I am an optimist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. As much as required, June 13, 2014. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how does human nature work? Human nature is the desire to receive, also called desire to enjoy, and it functions by receiving what is beneficial to itself and rejecting what is harmful. Everything in our lives is built upon this calculation where we first try to distance ourselves from harm, and then seek how to draw ourselves closer to what is beneficial. Human nature also includes a multi-layering of systems that work simultaneously on still, vegetative, animate and human levels. One of those systems is our bodily one, which operates involuntarily. If our bodies are healthy, then they know what is good for them and draw that goodness to themselves. After the bodily system, there is the emotional system, which also functions relatively according to instinct. From the emotional system, we move to the mind, and from the mind to the intellect, and so on. That is, we have systems over systems that concurrently work on receiving what is beneficial and rejecting what is harmful. Such is human nature and the essence of our lives. Our every desire, thought and action operates according to the calculation: how can we receive what is most beneficial to us, and reject what is harmful? Based on the video How Human Nature Works with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Nitza Mazatz. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.